This is the last night of the Republican convention in California, the night the candidate comes to the floor of the convention to accept the nomination. Tonight, Bob Dole will make the speech that launches his fall campaign. We'll be hearing some suggestions about that speech from the Pennsylvania delegation.
Last night, the television audience and the delegations in the hall saw a highly produced and emotionally charged portrait of the candidate, reintroducing him to the nation as his name was placed in nomination. There were snapshots from family albums projected on big screens as Dole's daughter, Robin, talked about her father. Mrs. Elizabeth Dole walked down into the crowd, television talk show style, calling on old family friends to help her tell Bob Dole's story. High school students from Kansas seconded the nomination by video from the courthouse steps in Dole's hometown. And when fireworks lit up a Kansas night, delegates saw that, too, on large-screen TV.
As the delegates were voting on Bob Dole's nomination last night, I talked to California Governor Pete Wilson on the floor of the convention and asked him what Dole has to do tonight to appeal to voters in a big state like California.
Well, I don't think that it's going to be a catalog of promises. I would be disappointed if it were. The fact is that Bob Dole can rely upon a long, very clear record of having been remarkably responsive to this state in a variety of ways. And I think he will frame the issues upon which he will campaign. I think he will take some very clear and probably controversial stances.
Do you think he's got enough time? If the country really doesn't know Bob Dole yet, there's not much time left.
There's enough. They really don't know Bill Clinton either. And where did Bill Clinton come from in the 92 election? Bill Clinton had the advantage of a president beleaguered by the first six issues, all of which were the economy. In this case, I think that Bill Clinton is well known for better and for worse. He is personable and articulate, but legitimately vulnerable for having raised false expectations and having so often disappointed them. And the problem that Bob Dole has had, to put it in simplest terms, is he's been broke since March. If someone is spending $40 million portraying himself as an admirable fellow and portraying you as mean-spirited and throwing old people out on the snow, and there's no rebuttal, then it takes its toll. That is what explains the gap. But as of Friday, when he is the legal nominee, there will, in fact, be a level playing field financially.
Another thing the president has done is take very good care of California. He's come to California over and over again. You must feel as though he's here. Every time you get up in the morning, you must read in the paper that he's either here or he's coming back here. Can Bob Dole take California away from Bill Clinton?
Yeah, because going to 28 fundraisers in Beverly Hills and mixing with a glitzy set is seeing the same people again and again, and it is not really saying to people that he knows what California's needs are.
But he leads in the polls here, sir.
He leads in the polls because, ironically, most people don't know it, because I hate to say that to a hardworking journalist, but the free media cannot compete with the kind of penetration that is achieved only by repetitive, paid-for television advertising. That's why I say that as of Labor Day, the fight begins, and this time it'll be a fair fight because both sides will have essentially equal resources.
You said Bob Dole is going to give us a sense of his vision. He's going to tell us something controversial. Can you tell me one of those controversial things he's going to say?
Linda, if I could, I wouldn't. Not to be nasty, but it's his show. It is entirely his prerogative to define himself. But I don't think that anyone will be disappointed except Bill Clinton.
Thanks very much, Governor Wilson.
All right, thank you, Linda.
Governor Pete Wilson of California.